You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
You know, when we were kids, they used to say, "This is your brain on drugs," and show us that frying pan with an egg in it. But I used to say, "Hey, isn't breakfast the most important meal of the day?" After all, classic rock artists use psychedelic drugs and look at all kinds of things in other ways. I mean, without LSD, could Jimi Hendrix have created the third stone from the sun? Could Brian Wilson have made Good Vibrations? Could Nixon have written the Shanghai Accord? The older generations always want to have it both ways. They say, "Don't do what I did. It was dumb." I mean, apparently the long-term effect of psychedelic drug use is raping retirement funds blind and burning out the part of the brain that understands global warming. You know, in the 80s, my generation proved that great psychedelic music could still be made. Yeah, I mean, there were drugs. This is all happening in Los Angeles. But Jack Nicholson and Dennis Hopper were still living there, so I think they probably accounted for a lot of it. Everybody called this indie rock movement the Paisley Underground. And in interviews, there was Michael Curcio from the 3 O'Clock, and he was always writing off this name as a useless, limiting label. But he was always just as eager to mention that he had coined the term. Look, it's a good name. It's fun. It's very clear what it means. So we should listen to that music today. We're going to hear The Rain Parade and The Long Riders and True West. We'll hear Kendra Smith and other bands, Green on Red. And there's a new sponsor of the program. We'll hear from them later. But let's start with one of my favorite Paisley Underground band, The Rain Parade, from Los Angeles. This is Shoot Down the Railroad Man.
Never going back.
The Long Riders in 1985 from the record State of Our Union, that's Looking for Lewis and Clark. You know, they got a lot of attention for merging roots rock, kind of a country sound with psychedelic rock and roll. And then when they really pulled it together and then put out State of Our Union, they kind of got hit hard by some critics for weirdly sort of exploiting Southern, I guess Southern culture. I don't know. You know, they were one of the early bands to take on a corporate sponsor and do, you know, Miller beer ads. And also at the time, there was a lot of attention being given to the plight of the American farmer, which is, you know, still a problem. But at the time, it was getting a lot of attention through bigger pop stars, guys like John Mellencamp, and so you know, when a smaller act put out a record where they were making country influenced music, some critics thought it smacked of insincerity. Which is just weird. You know, their two earliest records, something called 10560 and a record called Native Sons, just were reissued in a big package with some even earlier material than that. And that's really worth your while. Prior to that tune, The Rain Parade with Shoot Down the Railroad Man, I used the version that came out on Demolition that was recorded for Crashing Dream but not used. Crashing Dream is one of these records that went through a lot of iterations as a major label tried to figure out what they were going to do with an indie rock band that they signed. And so all this material was recorded for Crashing Dream and re-recorded and then softened. And, you know, Crashing Dream is a terrific record, but supposedly not quite what the band wanted. And then a lot of the sessions and the demos for Crashing Dream ended up on this 1991 disc called Demolition. And I used the version of Shoot Down the Railroad Man that came out for that. An act more deserving of criticism has been the Bangles. Their first couple of records, though, are terrific. Really great influences, good songwriters, obviously terrific singers. If you haven't heard their very first record, it's a little 7-inch called Getting Out of Hand with a B-side called Call on Me, you're in for something terrific. So let's hear that. From 1981, this is The Bangs with Call on Me.
I know the world's ending.
from 1983, True West, in an EP called Hollywood Holiday. The song is Steps to the Door. One of the reasons I wanted to do this program is about the Paisley Underground bands is because I just got this book. I think it's been out a little more than a year. It's by a guy in England, I think, named Clive Jones, called Tell Me When It's Over, Notes from the Paisley Underground. What this gentleman did, I think, is compiled a whole lot of articles and interviews from newsletters and magazines and such about the bands that I'm playing today, and a whole bunch that I'm not. Ones I don't have time for, or ones where the records are a lot more readily available still. And, you know, I think you read a lot about, or hear a lot these days, about how the internet is liberated publishing through blogs, though I think what's just as interesting is book publishing. You know, book publishing has become so affordable that if anybody wants to put together a book or write a book, it's pretty affordable to do a short run of about 300 books. And what's neat is that means that there's a lot of these niche books out there that you got to scoop up as soon as they become available, or once they're all gone, they become worth a lot of money. And a book like this, I don't know how many of them Clive Jones printed up, but once they're gone, they'll be on Amazon, I've learned, for a lot of money. So if this is something that you're interested in, go seek that book out. We also have a new sponsor on the program. And so, how many times have you wanted a colossal burst of energy followed by a long period of deep sleep? Well, from Salt Mineral Global, the people who bring you this very program, comes Crash Landing, a combination energy drink and sleep aid. Every can of Crash Landing gives you a rush to the head and heart that feels like a medical emergency until it suddenly peels off and you lose consciousness. And it's delicious, too, sort of. Crash Landing will take you from 0 to 60 and down to negative 6 faster than a turbocharged rocket car that drives into a wall. Look for the 18-inch tall black and pink striped can with the skull and crossbones on the label. Crash Landing is best enjoyed indoors, away from sharp objects and near soft bedding. Salt Mineral Global assumes no responsibility for usage of Crash Landing in public places or by expectant mothers. If you crash in a flash and land where you stand, whew, that's a crash landing. Back to the music. Here's what I want to do is in, let's see, 1999, Steve Wynn, who was in the Dream Syndicate, was part of a big group of artists that did a tribute record to Neil Young. And that's pretty hard to come by. And one of the things he did on there was this terrific version of Time Fades Away. And I'm going to play that in a minute. But first, I want to hear from Green on Red. Now, Green on Red were one of the Paisley Underground bands. And they eventually evolved into sort of this pop country thing. Really ahead of their time in a lot of ways. And, you know, really not to their benefit. Not for everybody. Though their first couple of records are right in the wheelhouse of the Paisley Underground. And so from the original vinyl pressing of their 1985 record, Gas, Food, Lodging, here's a terrific tune called Death and Angels. Just listen to your heart.
dark and lonely. Feels so cool. And I know the lack of compassion in the world.
In our world.
From 1999, a cover of Neil Young, Time Fades Away, from Steve Wynn. His bandmate in the Dream Syndicate was Kendra Smith. In 1992, her first solo record was called The Guild of temporal adventures, which was impossible for anybody to remember just because it's, in addition to being too complicated, it didn't have the title on the cover. But it's a cool record if you can find it. Here's a neat song from it called She Brings the Rain. It's a good place to go out on. Oh, what a great way to end our Paisley Underground show with a tune that's so in that wheelhouse and so in the wheelhouse of everything that I've loved since then. And it's music that changed my life. I hope it's affected you somehow, either when it first came out or since then, maybe just in the last half hour. Boy, I didn't play any 3 o'clock, in part because theirs is not music that has affected my life nearly quite as much. Though, it would have been nice to play my copy of the Michael Curcio fan club single of Water, because it's just so darn rare. If anyone out there happens to know where that record is, please, wouldn't hurt to give it back. Though, maybe it's not in the possession of somebody else. Maybe it's just under something here in my home. And if you happen to know what that is, you could let me know. In any case, we'll be back next week. Thanks to everybody who gave us such great reaction to our radio episode. I'm going to keep one soundbite from it. And finally, get in touch with us at More Lost Time on Twitter, morelosttime@gmail.com. And this has been the sound of More Lost Time.